You know, that house that burned down, as we learn more about it, and it's been referred to as the holdout house near Little Caesars Arena, it was an abandoned shack, really, but the land that it's on, very valuable, or thought to be, valuable enough that they were asking $5 million recently for it. Then it went down, I think, to $2.5 million. And we started wondering aloud, well, what happens in a situation like this? What kind of insurance does someone have, and what would insurance pay in a situation like this? Which got us to thinking about some other things with the fact that we've got the high inflation. It's probably just a good time overall for all of us as homeowners to review our insurance coverage and maybe even the limits to make sure they are high enough to rebuild our home if we wanted to do that or replace the contents. So it gave me an excellent opportunity to call on our new friends, old friends from Hylant, that is based in Toledo but has offices here in Grand Rapids and elsewhere, and they've just grown to be a huge insurance company. And on the line, we've got Kevin Sechrist, who is a claims advocate from Hylant. Kevin, nice to have you on the program.
Oh, my pleasure to be here, Paul W.
And Mark Holloway.
It's an honor.
Well, it's our honor. Mark Holloway, who is Hylant President, Small Business and Personal Insurance. Mark, nice to have you here.
Good morning, Paul W. Nice to be here.
So you got an abandoned house, which, by the way, as I understand it, those are more difficult to insure anyway, aren't they?
Yeah, a vacant home. This is a kind of a unique, you know, rare situation, thankfully, for, you know, lots of listeners out there. But this would be a very challenging home to insure. You know, one thing to keep in mind, you know, with homeowners insurance is the homeowners insurance is actually rebuilding your home and replacing the contents that are in the home. It's not really covering the value of the land or the market value of the property.
So whether they're asking $5 million or $100,000 doesn't matter. The insurance is going to replace the house, or if you have the right insurance, the replacement value, but the value is not very high here. They're not going to rebuild it, but they could still collect on the loss of the house and contents?
You know, it may be. If they had, you know, a vacant dwelling homeowner's policy in place, you know, there could be some property coverage there. Also, some debris removal coverage, which would be important in a scenario like this, because somebody's going to have to get in there and clean up that mess now before they can rebuild or sell that property.
And in fact, the insurance would cover the removal of the burned-out house, as I understand it.
Yes, if a homeowner's policy is written, you know, correctly with the proper coverages in place, debris removal, you know, we include that in the valuation when we're estimating the replacement cost of a home, and that gets factored into it. There's typically some limits in the policy, you know, depending on the company that you have, but yeah, there's usually enough coverage to clean up the site and get it ready to rebuild.
You know what's beautiful about Hylant as an independent insurance agent? You're not the insurance company per se, you're the people who represent a variety of insurance companies, and therefore you can always steer us to the best insurance company to do business with. But you're on the side of your clients, and that's, Kevin, where you come in as an advocate for the clients. And if they, God forbid, ever have any trouble with the insurance agencies, you actually go to bat for them, Kevin.
Well, I do. And Hylant is kind of a uniquely positioned agency because it learned several years ago, really, that they need to put a premium on service of a client at all times, not just during the time when a policy is sold. And so they enlisted people who have been insurance claims adjusters as a career, like I have been, to act as a guide for our clients when they have a loss. It's, you know, when you think about that burned out house that is there on the holdout house, that's not really affecting anybody. It's not rattling someone's life or shaking them up or devastating them in a moment's notice. But that's what happens to our listeners, to you, to people who have a home. Something comes in unexpectedly, and it's not just that there's a hole in something. It's that your life is really disheveled. We just like to help them through that as best as we can.
Well, and some of our listeners have rental properties, things like that, and it's just a reminder to double-check that insurance. Talk to your insurance agent. Talk to Hylant. Talk to somebody about what you have to make sure you're covered. And then for the rest of us, Now's a good time to take stock in our insurance. Make sure we've got the right amount for all of the things we want to do and get back to, loss of usage, all that sort of stuff. And the latest thing, too, for many of us, ourselves included, would be the high water because of the heavy rains and the flooding that we've experienced. You can help people with flood insurance, Mark, right?
Yeah, we sure can. And I, just unfortunately, the last couple of weeks, the devastation that the folks in eastern Kentucky face is just a good reminder to all of us to think about flood insurance a little bit more. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't buy flood insurance unless the mortgage company is forcing the issue. But it's you'd be surprised, a very high percentage of flooding actually occurs in what they call non-high hazard flood zones these days. And also make sure, a great reminder to, a couple things with inflation. Check your policy limits these days to make sure you have enough coverage in place to rebuild your home. And if available from your insurance company, ask to get a guaranteed replacement cost on that policy. That'll ensure that you have enough at the time of loss.
Well, and that's the kind of information that we need from our insurance experts. And that's very helpful that you remind us that. A guaranteed replacement is very important. Things have changed, inflation, all the problems of replacement. You want it to be covered, and have them hold your hand as well on flood insurance, because there's a lot that goes into flood insurance, and frankly, a lot of fine print that certain things are and certain things aren't covered. And that's why you want a company like Highland, where they're going to help you with that. Kevin Segrist, Highland claims advocate. Mark Holloway, Highland president, small business and personal insurance. Welcome to the family. Nice to be on your team as well, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Paul W.
Highland, H-Y-L-A-N-T. Worth looking into, my friends, as we approach 7:58 on this Thursday morning. Looking forward to a conversation with Alan Dershowitz this hour.